Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of that, and it's unfortunate that he's on the phone because we could have done this on video to do a side-by-side, but that's okay. Speaking of funny and being old, Ryan Wood joins us now from the Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Ryan, I saw the picture the other day. My response on Twitter was, wow, wow, wow. Everybody about the picture that made its way onto social media of a young Ryan Wood.
Is that on social media? I haven't seen that. Did you do me like that, Sparky?
It is on social media. You're the one that tweeted it out. And then
okay,
I said,
you were
wow,
talking
wow,
about
wow.
Spreading it more. Yeah, all right. So it's a video. And it might have been the first time I was ever on television, ever. This was 2008 Ball State football. I was 21 years old. And it's good to go back because all of us in life, we've got enough swings at the plate. We've got enough reps banked
in,
right?
Hold on a second. I'm going to challenge Charlie to find this on his Twitter feed so we can have it up on X and YouTube before this interview is over. But go on.
It's good to go back to the beginning where you have no idea what the hell you're doing.
Yes.
And I'm just saying, I wasn't even speaking English other than I kept saying the word game over and over again for un-God knows reasons. And I was like, oh, wow. I had no idea. I had no idea. But the other thing, it was so jarring to see me with hair because, you know, this is radio, so you might not know. I have had no hair for a long time. There's a sea. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I showed my kids. Like, yeah, I used to have hair. They couldn't believe it. They're like, that's not you.
They thought you were born bald and never grew hair the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. It was a shocking revelation that I did indeed used to have hair. I used to be young. And I used to have no idea what the hell was coming out of my mouth.
Brown hair at that.
Yes, I am a brunette.
At that time, at 21, had you already become a Mets fan? Were you already ruined? Or did that happen later in life?
Sparky, I became a Mets fan at the age of 13.
Oh, so you were
I was
ruined.
Always kind of a Mets fan, but the moment that Roger Clemens threw that bat at Mike Piazza in the 2000 Subway Series, that was the moment that really that sealed it in for me.
I remember watching that. I was all over that series. That was a great series.
I think I found it.
Did you find it? Throw it up on X and on YouTube, because Ryan's on the phone, so he can't see it anyhow, but we can see it. He's got the video playing in the background as well while it's going on. And there he is! Look at that hair! Woo! Ryan Wood is looking slick. Look at the white shirt. You look like you should be on South Beach doing this.
Yeah,
man. You don't even look like you should be at Ball State.
Here's the funny part. So this was tweeted at me from one of the fine folks that is doing the video with me in that segment that you see.
Y'all have got to get to X and YouTube.
I was like, my goodness, where'd you find this? And he sent me the whole thing. You want to talk about having no idea what I'm doing? It later on, you can't see it in that clip, but later on, and this will never be shown publicly, later on, I'm wearing open-toed flip-flops on camera.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing. You're looking good, dude. Like, I'll be honest, you were looking really, really good in that one. He was. I've never dressed that good in my life. So, yeah, you're looking stylish. Nothing
except
else.
Except for the flip-flops. What am I doing in flip-flops on camera?
Unbelievable. You thought you were on South Beach. I'm pretty convinced of that. Ryan Wood joining us. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood or on X, whatever we call it nowadays. All right, so let's talk about the Green Bay Packers. Of the guys that haven't been playing, do we think Dontayvion Wicks takes the field this week, or is it going to be a couple more?
Sure sounds like it. Yeah, I asked him in the locker room what happened to the calf and why he's been out. And this is a continuation, it sounds like, since he was out in training camp, and it never just fully healed. Now, he had a really strong start to the season. What was the big thing that Dontayvion Wicks had to check off the to-do list going into this year. Catch the football, right? Like, don't drop the ball. And he entered this season, the first couple games he played, makes some strong hand catches on third down, keeping the chains moving. He checked that box, and then the calf just never healed. So it does sound like this is the week that Dontayvion Wicks will be back. Matthew Golden with the shoulder, he's been practicing. He should be good. Boy, they can't use enough receivers right now in the wake of Tucker Kraft's season-ending torn ACL. So this is a good week to get healthy at receiver.
What about the other free agents that they've signed, the two free agents that they've signed? Where are we at with Hobbs, and where are we at with Aaron Banks? I thought I saw Banks was practicing.
Aaron Banks is practicing. I'd expect to see him. I am told that it'll be at least 2 weeks before you see Nate Hobbs again. He has a grade one MCL tear, and it happened in the game against Carolina. He had 19 snaps in the game. He took himself out late in the game, and it kind of got glossed over. I don't know if anyone even – I didn't realize that it had happened. And then he woke up Monday morning, got an MRI, and sure enough – now, grade one is the most mild that you can have, but he's not practiced this week, and it's going to be a couple weeks till you see him again.
Let's talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About Asante Samuel Jr., if you don't mind, cornerback, played with the Chargers, had a spinal injury. He was just in Green Bay, it looks like, talking with them. What are your thoughts on how that went?
I don't have any real thoughts on whether he should be signed or not, because I wasn't in the workout. And ultimately, the Packers are going to tell us what they think of the workout, what they think of him, based on what they do. If they sign him, then they think he can help. If not, then they feel like the guys that they have right now are better. They don't have a lot of depth, though, at that corner position. I mean, where they're really hurting without Nate Hobbs is not in terms of the snaps at the starting level. Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine played a lot of ball. They'll be just fine, but they're one injury away to either of those two to having a backup who has never taken an NFL snap, whether that's Bo Melton or Kamal Haddon being on the field. And this is not exactly the week you want that to happen. So their depth is obviously short, which tells me if they think Asante Samuel Jr. can play, they're going to sign him. And if they don't, that says a lot.
Do we know whether or not he met with Goody or LaFleur, any of those guys? Because I'm seeing a story from Palacero that his Friday visit with the Vikings today did not involve him meeting with anybody of significance other than the doctors.
Sparky, you know how this works. They don't tell us those things.
Of course not. Why would they? Yeah, I understand. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Getting ready for Packers and Eagles on Monday with the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Powered by Lakeland University, coming up Monday night after the game with Tommy Wirtz and myself. Okay, so let's talk about Luke Musgrave, because that's where all eyes are, I think, going into this thing as far as how they're going to use him. Mike Wall, I had him on earlier in the week. He thinks they're going to have to change things up and probably aren't going to use him the same way as Tucker Kraft. What can you gather from what you've seen and what you've heard so far?
I mean, these are two different species of tight end. They might play the same position, but they play it very, very differently. I do think it's a heck of a luxury for any offense to have an injury like this to Tucker Kraft and how significant he is in terms of production, in terms of scheme and what he does, because he is that classic inline tight end that blocks a ton and at a high level, and then he's been the best playmaker catching the football in their passing game. To have that guy go out and to have a young second-round tight end with clear talent, straight-line speed to stretch the field that you can rely on, this is going to be a very big opportunity for Luke Musgrave, who has become an afterthought because of the emergence of Tucker Kraft and because Luke Musgrave has not been able to stay healthy in his first two NFL seasons. But if you just go back to, I think it was, what, week 12, almost exactly 2 years ago, and midway through their rookie seasons in November, it was Luke Musgrave that was miles ahead of Tucker Kraft. Now, Tucker Kraft did what every player given an opportunity dreams of, which is he ran with it and became an NFL star. And we don't know if Luke Musgrave will do that, but now it's the exact opposite. Luke Musgrave has a huge opportunity here. He is very talented. He needs to stay healthy. That's the big thing to me, because he has not stayed healthy in his career. And as bad as the Tucker Kraft injury is, it becomes exponentially worse if there's a significant injury to Luke Musgrave as well. But if he can stay on the field, he's going to be playing a ton of snaps. He's going to get targets. He is a playmaker that knows what to do in terms of running routes, getting open. He had three catches on three targets in the game-tying drive late Sunday against the Panthers. He's a playmaker, and he's going to get used.
Let's talk about the running game of the Green Bay Packers, because I'll reference back to Mike Wall again, and he threw out the idea of they should maybe bring back the U-71 or something along those lines, put another offensive lineman out there, and play maybe more of that way kind of going forward to help that ground game and so forth moving forward. Could you see an Escalade, a Belton out there with that additional offensive lineman?
Yeah, why not? I mean, try anything at this point. You've got to get that run game on track. It's been a problem. Until it happens, this is going to be an offense that is clipped. It's very different than last year. A year ago, Josh Jacobs, that power run game, was the identity of this offense. And I'm not saying with where Jordan Love is, even without Tucker Kraft, I mean, there's a lot of playmakers around him still. I'm not saying that it needs to be as much as last year, the identity of the offense. But you have to have more balance than this. When defenses drop into that soft two-shell safety, you've got to be able to run the football. And they haven't been able to do that near consistently enough. I think the biggest issue with the run game, though, it's been three straight games now that Josh Jacobs has had fewer than 18 carries. Now he's been dealing with the calf. He hasn't been 100%. But Josh Jacobs is not Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, you give him 13 carries, and he can find a way in those 13 carries to impact the game greatly. That he had that kind of burst. Josh Jacobs is a volume ball carrier. If you give him 20 carries, five or six of those, he might get stuffed. But by the late fourth quarter, he's going to have that defense worn down. And
see? That's the problem.
You give him 15 carries, you're not getting that type of opportunity. So I don't know. Matt LaFleur says that Josh Jacobs is very pleased with where his calf is. He feels good. That's huge, because he needs a lot more carries than what he's been getting.
Ryan Wood, thank you so much for coming on. Truly do appreciate it. We're going to catch up on the Philly side of this with Devin Jackson, the sports editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer, coming up next. Enjoy your weekend, and Monday will be here before you know it in the late night.
All right, take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.